flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Super Bowl week in New Orleans with the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, our final day in New Orleans. They should just shut it down after we leave. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm feeling pretty good. Listen, I'm ready to get the hell out of New Orleans. I'm just letting you know. If you get that out of there, I've enjoyed my time here.
Yep.
But it's time for me to get home. And I got to pat myself on the back because I didn't interrupt your intro there when I saw the great Warren Moon just walk past.
Oh.
Man, almost, you know me.
All the famous people are here
today. Yeah, yeah, all the big dogs are here today.
Yep.
Jackie Fritz, how you doing over there? And listen.
Yeah.
I took the young buck out with me last night.
Yeah, no, I went back to the room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I took the young buck out with me last night. To his credit, he was still standing. So there you go.
Oh, there he is.
Your boy.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to go home.
Yeah.
Why is Dan Orlovsky not thanking me and you yet? That's a.
Oh, yeah. We put him on the first time.
Yep.
Yeah. Get over here.
We made his career.
Yeah, we sure did. He's a tall drink of water.
He is a tall drink of water. It's huge.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's twice. 2 days in a row. Let's get it together.
Man, we have had a – we'll get into the open of the show here. We have had a great – by the way, a big show. Sheil Kapadia will join us here in person, right? Sheil will be here? Chuck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Marcus Allen – that'll be 3 o'clock. Marcus Allen joins us at 3:30. Mayock at 4.
Another great.
Then Elliot will be with us through the end of the show.
Not so great.
Well, come on.
Costas came up to me and said, is he on the air 24 hours a day?
Well, but what does he do in the other time of the year? That's the real question.
That's what we keep asking everyone.
This is Elliot's time right now.
And as Ike said, I've enjoyed our time here in New Orleans. Great bonding time, a great city. Everyone's been welcoming. However, I feel like I have a thin layer of just sweat and French fries and alcohol and other people and whatever is on the ground on Bourbon Street afterwards. There's just like a thin film that when I get home, I'm going to bathe in rubbing alcohol to cleanse my body of. Inside and outside, I'm going to swallow the rubbing alcohol.
Oh, my God. That's getting worse.
Oh, my God. Jeez Louise. Okay. I'm telling you.
We're done complaining. Well, everybody else is back there in 35 degree weather.
No, I'm having a great time. I just want to say, but I'm a clean living, routine kind of guy.
Yeah. Let's just say we're out of our element down
there.
But listen, we've hung in there.
Yeah.
Look, I went out. Every time you went out, sometimes I cut out more early than you did, but I did go out. I did drink the alcohol. I did eat a lot of French fries.
And I'm never going to forget last night. Last night is a night I'm never going to forget for the rest of my
life. Are we going to get that story at some point?
No, we are not going to get that story.
Okay.
I told you, leave it alone.
All right. Even the Uber?
Well, the Uber is fun.
Okay, all right, okay,
sure,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
I need to tell that one, too.
Yes, yeah, you definitely need to tell that one. All right, so here's what we're going to do to start the show today. Because, you know, we're full force, 100% get you ready for the Super Bowl. And there's one situation that we have been talking about for almost 2 weeks now that Ike brought up on the air. And we've asked our guests, and we've debated it amongst ourselves, but we've never really opened it up to our listening audience to debate this situation. Mm-hmm. So here is the situation, Ike, that I will pose to you, that I've posed before, just in case nobody else has heard it before.
Yeah.
So here's the situation. You have a choice. You know, you, Ike, Eagles fan, have a choice. There are 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in the game. And here is your choice. Either the Eagles can be up 4 points and Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have the ball at their own 20-yard line with 2 minutes and 7 seconds left, or the Eagles can be down 4 points and have the ball on their own 20-yard line, giving Jalen Hurts and the offense an opportunity to drive and score a touchdown with 2 minutes and 7 seconds left to win the game. Which is your choice if you had to choose one?
Yeah, and I still to this day, I'll take being ahead. I'll take being ahead. Give me the defense. Give me this defense. Put them on the field. I understand the greatness of Patrick Mahomes, Coach Reed. I get all of that. But I am that confident in this Eagles defense. I really am. And I you know, they – I'm not going to say they have been overlooked, but they've been overshadowed because Saquon's shadow is so big, right?
Yep.
And then you got the other offensive guys over there that we all like to talk about. This defense, to me, has really, along with the offensive line, been the backbone and the DNA of what this team turned into after the bye week. So I'm willing to put the game in their hands going up against the game's greatest quarterback with the lead. And that's the big thing. We have the lead.
Yep. You have to lose the lead to lose the game.
Yes.
I actually think – so I made this – I quickly picked I'd rather have the ball – myself down 4 points. I quickly picked it. I have gone back and forth in my mind, though on the air I've always stayed with that one. I'm going to stick with it for, I would say, three reasons. Reason number one is that just being terrified of Patrick Mahomes in the final two games, to Patrick Mahomes, you know, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid in the final 2 minutes of a game to win the Super Bowl. I just like, if I was cheering for the Chiefs, I would be supremely confident that he was going to score.
Sure.
And cheering for the Eagles, I'd be terrified that they would. So that is the first reason. The second reason is I do think that while I have been critical of Jalen Hurts, I do think that is a lot of the time when he's at his best is when there's not as much thinking to do. You really don't have to worry about making a mistake because, you know, you only got 2 minutes left. You got to score. So I have a confidence in the Eagles' offense in that way. And here's the final thing is that I do have some flashbacks to the Falcons game, to the Rams game, and like at end of our defense is a good whole game defense. But I also don't know how great, you know, you can't be perfect at everything. In that final drive, do I really have – is that where I'm most confident in the defense is? And I guess I'm not. You know, Jalen Carter did make two big plays at the end of the Rams game, but at the end of that game, they did drive down the field pretty easily twice. So I know it's – I know, you know, if I went by the numbers, having the lead would be the right thing. But my gut is telling me that being down by 4 points and giving the ball to Saquon, Jalen, the offensive line, and letting them go score, that is what I would choose. 215-592-9494. Jack, where are you?
So where I land on it is, you know, I'm trying to think, I put myself in the game and watching it. What would make me more nervous or what would make me more mad? And having to sit there with the idea of Patrick Mahomes just slowly and methodically taking down a Super Bowl, I would rather see Jalen try to do it and make up for what happened, or not make up for, he didn't get the call. We almost had this exact scenario in 2022, and he didn't get the opportunity. I want to see what he would do in that opportunity. The idea of Patrick Mahomes just slowly, methodically, death by a thousand paper cuts would be an excruciating watch.
Yeah.
Excruciating watch.
Or so, the Eagles cause a big turnover, win
the game. I understand.
Yep.
There's the but I'm always on the negative.
BG strip sack.
BG strip sack would be amazing. Yeah. I would take down four. I want to see Jalen go win it.
All right. 215-592-9494. Here is your choice. There are 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in the game. Either choice number one, the Eagles are up 4 points. Was that an Eagles chair?
No.
No, okay. Okay, 2 minutes, 7 seconds left in the Super Bowl. The Eagles are up 4 points, and the Chiefs have the ball at their own 20 with a chance to win the game. Or your choice, choice B, you are down 4 points. The Eagles have the ball at their own 20 with 2 minutes, 7 seconds left in the game. 215-592-9494.
Y'all do realize how the Eagles won their Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. Trust me.
How was that quarterback having the ball?
Dude, it is 51-49. I agree with
okay.
you.
Okay. I get reminded about Patrick Mahomes in 2022
yep.
and what
yep.
he did.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I need to remind everybody.
Yep.
We won the Super Bowl by creating the turnover against Tom Brady when we had the lead. That allowed Jake Elliott to kick the field goal.
Yep.
Hey,
you're
okay,
right.
Okay,
you're
okay,
right. You're right.
Okay, I just want to make sure I pointed that out.
The only reason I'm picking one is because I have to pick it.
Oh, no,
yeah,
it's good.
Yep, yep.
This is for my people out there who are afraid of Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
I want them to be reminded that Brandon Graham.
We get paid too.
Brandon Graham made the biggest play in the Super Bowl when we won the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
And it was a strip sack fumble.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, what are you thinking?
The Ohio legend. Michael, you know, my brother from another mother, that's a different color. See, I'm going back to my, because you let everybody else say what's up. You know, I've been following the rules since day one. I'm going back to what I used to do.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, I'm saying what's up to everybody, you know.
But look, right.
I answered this question yesterday, and I said I want Hurts. See, this is where I push back.
Yeah,
Tom Brady ain't Patrick Mahomes now. Now Tom Brady is sitting duck.
Tom Brady is Tom Brady. I don't care whether he's running around. It don't matter.
I get what you're saying, but Tom Brady's a sitting duck. Patrick Mahomes, if you look at the way that he's won football games in the fourth quarter, it's been with his legs a lot of times. Go back and look at his wins, even the Super Bowls, and watch the plays that kills the team. Versus the 49ers, and look how he beats you. It's not always with his arm. Most of the big plays came with his legs, right or wrong.
Okay.
And something else, too. I'm not going to put this in the atmosphere, you know, but I'm going to just go ahead and say it because people have mentioned it this week. Mm-hmm. With the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands, that puts a certain you-know-what team in the play. With the ball in Hurts' hands, they ain't got to worry about them because he's going to deliver. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we ain't got to worry about the officials.
Oh, Michael Jordan.
Because, you know, Michael Jordan, you know, he's going to deliver in those situations. I get where Ike is coming from, but I just trust Hurts. Like Spike said, the Commanders game, the Falcons game, the Rams. Now Jalen Carter closed the deal now.
By the way.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Well, by the way.
What am I talking about?
Well, the Falcons.
The Commanders game. They won the
55. No, the Commanders game we lost. The Commanders game we lost.
The Falcons game is a funny one.
I didn't know which one you were talking about.
Well, the Falcons game is a funny one because we both lost in the Falcons game because the defense gave up a big drive and then Jalen threw an interception on the last drive.
So don't even bring up the Falcons.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about in that situation, though. Hold on.
What difference does it make? The situation apply in both ways in the Falcon game. Jalen had enough time to get down the field.
Okay.
And we were down. And what happened? Like, don't overlook that.
I gave y'all the stats of the game-winning drive yesterday. Do I need to repeat those?
No, because that doesn't change what happened in the Falcon game.
Okay, that's fine. Listen, if the Eagles is going to win this game on Sunday, look, with the defense on the field, I know that Jalen Carter's in the world and all that. The dude that's going to have to be the player that we know at the end of this game is going to have to be Nolan Smith. We need a Green Bay Packers game versus the Chiefs that Nolan Smith needs to have if the defense is going to show up. He's going to have a mismatch going against Juwan Taylor. You know, that's the weak link of the offensive line, and that's going to be the guy that's going to get the one-on-one. So if Nolan Smith shows up, of course we're going to win.
It's all a part of
it. I just trust Hurts. That's me.
Okay.
All right.
Now, listen, I can respect that.
Yeah, that's his guy.
I trust Hurts, too.
That's
his guy. I'm just telling you, I would rather have the lead.
Right. Because then they have to take
yes,
it from
they
us.
They
got to
come
point.
Beat us.
The Falcons game is a funny one to bring up.
Yeah, like.
Because both sides failed
exactly,
in the Falcons
yes.
game. Yeah. And I guess I could, if I wanted to use the Falcons game as an example, I guess the defense has. That's it feels like a different defense today.
Oh, that was the second game of the
yeah.
season.
Yeah, Quinyon Mitchell got burnt twice yeah. on that final Falcons yeah. drive, which I wouldn't expect to happen again,
yeah.
you know.
I mean, it could happen, but.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a much better defense than it was in week two of the season.
Absolutely.
It's a much, much better defense.
Here's the situation. 2:07 left. You have a choice. Either the Chiefs are down 4 to the Eagles. They have the ball in their own 20, having to score a touchdown and win the game. Or the Eagles are down at their own 20 with the ball. 2:07 left. Which one would you choose? 215-592-9494. Louie in Nebraska. You're on WIP.
Louie.
What's up, Louie?
Fellas, can I get some Ike juice? Because this is my birthday today. Can I get some Ike juice?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice,
Ike juice. Happy birthday. What are you, about 14, Louie?
Happy 40th, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate it. First off, before I get into my points, I need my crew to go on a vacation at least once a month because you guys' stories when you guys are out, this is great radio. This is absolutely the best when the show goes on the road. I just want to say that. So if I need to talk to your boss, send a letter, you know what I mean? You need you guys go. I need to go on golf trips and all this type of stuff. So
this is
Spike would love that.
For more
yeah.
golf. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we'll be in Clearwater in a month or so.
Right.
So another road trip.
49 days. 49 days till opening day.
All right. Hey, Ike, what yes. is better than number one? Can you tell me that? Because I'm not as
nothing.
Smart as you, Ike.
Well, there's
nothing right?
better than number one, no.
Exactly. So is our defense number one?
Like, yes.
It is.
Oh, okay. So if the guy who plays football says there's nothing better than number one and our defense is number one, I'm going to take the defense.
Bro,
don't you start. Don't start.
Yeah.
Good.
The guy who plays football. Well, okay. Yeah.
Why am I listening to the guy that plays golf?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yeah, you don't play football.
Because the golf guy knows numbers, okay?
Okay. Well, how about this, Louie in Nebraska? Yes, that is what he said, but if we're talking about number one, you could debate that Patrick Mahomes is the number one quarterback of all time, and you're putting the ball in his hands. So there's a couple
that's
of number
like,
ones there.
Yeah, but he's not. That's just like saying Tiger Woods, even though he's my GOAT. By the numbers, he's not. So
he is the GOAT.
Yeah.
He is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But real quick.
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, Fritzy likes the eye test, but Spike likes the numbers. So I'm going to talk to you, Spike, because you're the most delusional on the panel, and that's okay. Okay.
Wow.
The Chiefs have a third of their plays in the end season behind the line of scrimmage. Now, we're the best defense in the league. Okay,
yep.
And I'm going to need that spy, that all-pro linebacker that we have, to spy on Mahomes. And here's why. Because they have so many plays behind the line, and they haven't thrown over 10 yards the entire playoff. There's only 7 plays they've thrown over 10 yards. So they're not going to beat us deep with Quintonimo Bay and the exciting lights back there. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's true. But that, like, that's exactly what our defense allows, is short passes. You know, we're not taking away something that they do very often. So it's an interesting matchup in that way, the Chiefs are not looking to get big plays. What they're looking to do, I mean, big plays are great, but what they do is they work underneath very well, and that's sort of what we let up. So it's an interesting matchup.
We're a coverage team, and we're plus 27 over the takeover battle. So you can't tell me all that you have going on, you can't tell me that's not a recipe for success.
It is. You're right. You're right from a number standpoint. Everything about the numbers say there's only one number you need. Would you rather be up 4 points or down 4 points? Right. That's the number, and you're picking the one up 4 points, and so is I. That makes a lot of sense. This isn't a numbers thing for me. It's a gut thing for me, really. And my gut tells me I'd rather try to go score with our guys than let that demon try to score on us. That's really all it is.
Your gut gets you in trouble in crunch time.
I don't have much of a gut. Yeah.
By the way, it's just filled with fries.
Yeah, it is.
Just for us, by the way, we're top 10 in third down conversion rate. So there's a reason why we're going to be up. Now, I don't think it's a blowout because I'm a little nervous. Obviously, I'm not playing on the field, so I have no control. If I was playing, I'd be like, listen, this is no sweat. I'm going to shoot 65 and we're going to call it a day. You feel what I'm saying? But the main thing that we need to make sure of, our offense is the blitz, right? Protection is key. We've got beaten in the A-gap many times, Ike. We have 45 sacks this season, which is not good.
This is the most prepared call ever.
What do you know about the A-gap? Yeah. You focus on hitting the ball down the middle.
Yeah.
Listen. Spike says I don't have no beef when I call. So I appreciate this,
brother. This is the most prepared call you've ever had, Louie. All right, brother.
So let's do it, and I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Louie. Louie took my criticism to heart.
Yeah.
Well, he's a professional athlete.
Yeah, he is. He works hard.
Yeah.
Let me throw this out there.
Yes, sir.
We got a couple of games this year where the Eagles have had to come up with defensive stands late in the game.
Yes.
Right? The whole game, including in the playoffs, right, against the Rams.
Yep.
Don't recall a game this year where the Eagles had to drive down late in the game to win a game.
No.
Do
you want to hear
it? So y'all want to go ahead and entrust him in the Super Bowl, even though we know, listen, and I'm a Jalen guy, but let's be honest.
Yep.
We know the passing game hasn't been as effective as been in the past. And he hasn't had to do a two-minute drill to win a game at all this year.
I've never been won over during a show, but I could be won over.
You guys want to put it in the hands of the offense in a two-minute drill to go win.
I do.
I mean, we've had stops late in games where we had to. I don't care if the Rams got down there, the Jags got down there.
Yeah.
So what? They didn't get in the end zone to win.
Too close for comfort.
I want option C, up by 14. I want option C.
Well, we're going to bring up the stat?
Yeah. So this is from Ben Solak at ESPN. Yeah. Check this. This is the craziest stat I've heard. Jalen Hurts this year has thrown a total of 13 passes down in the second half this entire season. 13.
That's unbelievable.
That is a psychotically low number of throws. I mean, you can throw 30 passes in a drive if it's the right drive.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is. We haven't seen it very much this year. We haven't. Look, I'm not on your side yet. I'm just.
This is not how the show
you're
goes.
On my side.
No.
You
I'm just.
On my side.
I'm not on your side.
Yeah, you are.
I am not.
Whether you know it or not.
I'm
you are.
Not.
You
I. I don't like either of these choices. I'm going to do what I do at the end of the night and opt to go to sleep for the last 2 minutes and 7 seconds of the game. All right. So coming up next, an update on what's going on with Jalen Carter as well. Devontae Smith talked about.
I got to get my camera ready, man.
What? What camera? Oh, another famous guy walking?
Man, they coming by fast, man.
Really?
I got to start snapping.
Ike's a pictures man.
Yeah.
And also, Devontae Smith talked about, how much they actually need to pass in the Super Bowl. And we'll listen to what he said as well. We are in New Orleans, our final day in New Orleans, getting you ready for Super Bowl 59, which you can hear on WIP, hear Merrill and Mike, and you can hear on the Odyssey app. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are in New Orleans getting you ready for Super Bowl 59, which you can, of course, hear. Here, Marilyn Mike on WIP and the free Odyssey app. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which scenario would you rather the Eagles be in on Sunday? Up 4 with 2 minutes left, but the Chiefs have the ball, or down 4 with 2 minutes left, but the Eagles have the ball, their own 20. Which do you think, Ike, the listeners chose in this scenario? What do you think the percentage is?
Ah, it's a close one, though, because there's another one. Swoop!
Oh, Swoop is here.
Wow, Super Bowl start.
Why didn't you book Swoop? Wow, Swoop gave us 2 seconds. Didn't even say hi to you and me.
No, why would he?
Yeah, it's the hurt stuff,
well,
I think.
I'm part of the family.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now he heard you.
All right, hi, Swoop.
Good to see you.
Oh, hi, Swoop.
Yes.
This
so,
is great
I would
radio.
Say it's got to be close to...
What do you think, Swoop?
It's got to be close to 50-50.
Yeah. All right, pound.
So let me go 55. We'll take the lead.
It's actually 55. It is 55. We'll take the lead.
We'll take the lead.
You're exactly right. 55.4%.
Yeah, I like,
yep,
it.
There
smart
it is.
Fan base.
Yeah, well.
Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just rather be up already?
Well, that is the...
Yes, I'd rather already be up.
Of the entire debate, because the truth is that either one of these situations would have me, like, ready to have a heart attack. You know,
right.
Both of them will.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing for me to get over. I still am taking down 4 with the ball.
Man.
But the hardest part is you're legitimately choosing to be losing to the Chiefs in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. Like, that is that does sound ridiculous when you say it out loud. 215-592-9494.
Yes.
Which would you pick? Jalen Carter update. Jalen Carter was not at media availability today.
Yes.
Still suffering from that illness. Vic Fangio earlier said that it is something that is going through some of the team.
Exactly.
And he hopes Jalen will be ready for the Super Bowl. So there you go. We don't know about practice yet. He was limited yesterday. We'll have Elliot on later.
Get the fluids in him.
Well, given the air down here, it's hard to get rid of any minor,
so
yes,
minor illness.
The thickest air. The air is, you can smell the disease.
I think it's just ghosts. Again, I
yes,
mentioned that
it is ghosts.
Every time you say that, smell the disease.
I can smell it.
Dude, you are.
Makes me think I should have been wearing my mask the whole time.
Oh, bro. You think a mask is going to stop the diseases down here? It laughs at your mask. The disease down here is like the Patrick Mahomes of disease. You can have whatever defense you want, bro.
Okay,
you can be in a bubble.
I got it.
All right. So Devontae Smith was asked. This was John Clark, right? That talked to Devontae.
Yes.
About, Devontae and AJ have given up a little bit this year with how much the team has run the ball.
Yep.
And how much Devontae thinks they might need to throw the ball in the Super Bowl to win. Here's what he said.
If we can run the ball, you know, the whole game, just do it. I mean, there's no need to go out there, throw the ball 40 times. We can just hand the ball off the whole game. That's what a team is all about, you know, guys being selfless, guys going out there, you know, helping other guys and things like that. And I think that's what makes this team so special.
Now, I agree that he believes that for this game, for sure. If they can just run it every time, go ahead and run it every time. I do think moving forward, it is and they were able to manage that from an ego standpoint this year.
They got through it this
Jalen,
year.
AJ, Devontae. I don't know how many. I know they say winning solves all and all people want to do is win, but these are proud players who this is their one chance of having an NFL career.
Yeah.
AJ and Devontae are guys that catch the ball. And by the way, Jalen gets credit to a certain extent, maybe not from everybody all that he wants, but if they win the game and he doesn't throw a lot, he's the quarterback, so he does get the win.
Sure.
There's no wide receiver wins. Nobody's saying that. So I do wonder moving forward.
Nah, it's going to have to get better.
Yeah, the passing is going to have to get better.
Hell yeah, it's going to have to get better.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony Williams, listen, you got to keep a lion. You got to keep a lion fed, man.
Right. Yes.
And so those guys, they need the ball.
Yes.
And they're willing to do what's necessary in this moment because they're in the moment.
Yes.
But if you ask them prior to a season, off camera, off record, if this is the way you want to go through a year as a wide receiver, hell no. It's not what they want to do.
Yep.
But it's what they have to do, and they're being good teammates by going along with the plan and buying in. And, yep, like, buying in and not moping, not complaining, like, not doing any of those things, and hope that it's going to lead to a championship. That part I do believe. But that goes out the window once this season is over with. Because yep, now they're going to have to figure out, how do we get better this offseason?
Yep.
How do we get this passing game better this offseason? Now, I don't want us to jump topic to topic, but this is also why I said consistency and cohesiveness from
coaching
an offensive
standpoint.
Scheme and, yeah, and coaching standpoint, I think is important.
Yep.
But that's for another day. But, I mean, Smitty, and by the way, I think Smitty has a bigger game Sunday.
He's had big games against the Chiefs, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. AJ gets all that attention. Smitty's going to roast who's ever over there on him one-on-one.
I also think, because AJ's been in a pretty good mood all postseason as well, I also think AJ and Devontae are looking at this game as, all right, this is the end of whatever this is.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like it's a Super
we're
Bowl, it matters.
Line.
But this
yep.
is the Super Bowl of this yep. sort of us blocking and being good soldiers, you
yep.
know. And I credit them for being good teammates out of this. But they are proud. They want to be great as well.
Yes, sir.
And for a wide receiver to be great, you got to catch the ball.
Yeah,
you know?
Those dudes, listen, you don't possess that type of talent and you're okay when it isn't on full display.
Right.
You know, Devontae is a Heisman Trophy winner. He won at Alabama. Like, these guys, A.J. Brown, widely regarded as a top three wide receiver in this league. That's hard to hold on to that title when you're getting the catches that he's getting. Or what did he have, three touchdowns this year, five touchdowns?
Who, A.J.?
Yeah.
Seven.
Was it seven?
Really?
Didn't even feel like it.
He had 1,000 yards somehow. And
he had 1,000 yards?
Well, I knew he got to 1,000 late. I knew that. I
honestly, it feels crazy that
yeah.
it happened.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know he had seven touchdowns.
Seven touchdowns and 1,079
right.
yards.
Yeah, well, that's decent. That's top 15 numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not he's looking at Jamar Chase.
Yes,
and
he's Chase and
T. Higgins.
Jefferson. Yes,
yeah.
that's where A.J. Brown, that's the class he's in.
Well, and he wants to be a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Right.
That's
yeah.
the other
that's what
part
I'm
of
saying.
This.
When you have that talent, you need the numbers.
Yeah. They don't look at wins for wide receivers
no.
when they're looking at
yeah, where's that exactly. record? What's their record with A.J.
Yeah.
Brown
yeah.
and Devontae? Are they winners?
Yeah.
Yes, they're
yes,
winners,
they are
too.
Winners, yes.
yes.
All right, your choice is this. There's 2 minutes left in the game, 2:07. You can either have the Chiefs be up 4 points and you have the ball, the Eagles have the ball at their own 20, or you can be down four, or you can be up four, and the Chiefs have the ball at their own 20. Which would you choose? 215-592-9494. Jameson in Ridley, you're on WIP. What's up, brother?
How we doing, guys?
How you doing, brother?
So, what's up, James?
I originally called in thinking offense
yep.
because I trust Taylor more than anyone.
Oh, my God.
He's amazing.
Brother,
but,
but Ike, yeah, go ahead.
But Ike said,
and he played football.
Yeah.
One of your favorite players.
Don't let him ridicule
yeah,
you.
Yeah, appreciate
you.
You're just pushing. You're keeping me on my side. Actually, I'm not changing now. Yep.
All right,
sorry.
Ready?
All right. Yeah.
This defense all year has been like a bend don't break mentality on these last drives, like with the Jags.
Yeah.
I know Trevor Lawrence isn't Mahomes, obviously.
Yeah.
But we always come up with big plays on defense. And the offense hasn't had the reps going down to win the games as much as the defense has.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Well, the only time we did it, it ended in an interception.
Yep, it did against Atlanta.
Yeah.
Against Atlanta. And so let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Jameson. Give me your fear level on a scale of 1 to 10. And be honest with me. It's Tell the Truth Thursday.
Always.
Tell the Truth Thursday.
Right.
Eagles are up 4. Chiefs have the ball in their own 20, 2:07 left. How scared are you? 1 to 10. Don't worry. We're not going to judge you, with 10 being the
okay.
most scared.
I might already be passed out because of
how okay. All right. Fair. As long as you're being honest with me that you would be terrified.
Oh,
then,
yeah.
Then,
I would, too. I ain't
yes,
gonna lie
yeah.
to you.
Thank you for the call.
I mean, I've seen Mahomes.
Ah, I lost Jameson. I thought he was gone. Sorry. I'm sorry, Jameson. Yeah, now that was an all-timer. At least Jameson admitted that he was changing his mind. It didn't just do it without telling us first. My screen is frozen here. Hey, Fran, can you go to Bashir in West Philly? Bashir, you're on WIP. What's up, Bashir?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
What's up, broski?
Oh, yeah, before I get to my point, I just want to say I just hope my job knows I'm calling out when the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Because my boss watches, listens to you guys, so I'd just be hitting the note. I'm calling out.
Oh, you're telling him through the show. This is like your note.
I'm calling out yeah. Monday. He needs okay. to know this. I'm calling.
All right. What's his name? What's his name?
Joseph O'Neill. I'm going to say
all right, Joe. All right, Joe. Wow. Joe, here's the thing, Joe. We love you. Bashir's obviously a great worker. You're a great
boss.
I
wouldn't say love. I'm not.
Well,
I'm,
all right.
All right. We're trying to help you out, buddy.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah
no
bro.
Problem.
You're not helping yourself here. You're a great boss. We respect you a lot. We want you to cut Bashir a little slack here because if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, he is just going to be overjoyed, and he wants to share that joy with his loved ones.
And nobody else is showing up to work either.
Yeah, no one's working.
And he's going to work twice as hard on his next day at work. All right, there you go, Bashir. You're good.
I appreciate it. You know what? That's why I love you guys more than the afternoon show. See? Like, more.
See? Yep.
Midday show.
People helping people. Yep.
Yep, that's what we are. We are. You're a foxhole guy, Bashir.
Now, getting to my point, I don't know who made this option between either or, because they're both both options are terrible. I'm gonna be like the guy said, but previously I'm gonna be passed out. I'm gonna be in fetal position. Either option. I do think I would more so lean towards being down 4 and 2 minutes.
Wow! So you want the ball at down 4?
I want the ball. I want Jalen to march down the field, prove to everyone that you're the one. You call yourself the breed of one. Prove you're the one.
Okay.
Well, I mean, let me tell you, Bashir, there are a lot of things I can argue against with Jalen Hurts. If Jalen marches the Eagles down in the final 2 minutes to score a touchdown against the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, I would have very little to say.
Becomes a little harder.
Yeah, it would become much harder. I mean, the
elite.
Yeah,
elite winner.
Elite winner. Elite winning. No. Yeah. Yes, sir.
For sure.
I mean, I think there is some of that too. Like some of me wants, not with this situation specifically, but with this game, I want him to go out there and show what he has, not just in a I won the game thing, but in his specific play. And in this situation, as I said, it would definitely be hard to argue against.
For sure would.
Yeah. All right, Bashir. We hope you're off on Monday, brother.
No, he's going to know. I'm not coming in. It's not an option.
All right.
But what if they lose? Are you going to go in? That's the other question.
They lose, I'm going to be depressed. So I got to take off anyway. I'm going to be depressed.
Yeah, so right. I think you're just going to have to take off is the main point here.
Either or.
Yep. All right, Bashir. Appreciate you, brother.
Would you rather go to work after an Eagles win or an Eagles loss?
Well, if I just had a normal job?
Yeah. Not our job.
Yeah. Eagles loss.
Yeah, Eagles loss.
It's a little easier to wake up the day after an Eagles win, though. Eagles loss is kind of
well, it depends what you do after the win.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I'm saying. If
yeah,
you got the Super Bowl
for sure.
And celebrating,
I might be up till 11:30.
Right? Oh yeah.
If they win the game,
I think you might be on. Are you gonna go streaking down North Jersey? You're gonna go maybe into New York,
like on our street. Our street's an oval.
I think you should go into Queens. I think you should go into Manhattan, just running with an Eagles fan.
Now you know I live mostly among Giants fans,
oh,
so
yes.
They know I'm an Eagles fan. Yeah. I go streaking around the oval. It might be the end of me.
They know you're an Eagles fan.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of cops live on my street too. I might get arrested. No, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Getting crazy.
Throw the book at me.
Do you got an Eagles flag waving outside?
No, I wear Eagles gear when I go out on my little walks with
love
the
it.
Dog. Yeah, they know.
And you're out there for a long time. So
I am.
They
I walk
see a lot.
Lot
of spike.
A lot of me. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls right after Jack tells you about Scott Honda and their newest locations.
Yeah, well, listen, you've heard me talk about my friend Scott Honda. I bought my first car there. I bought my current car there. And a couple weeks ago, I went in and test drove Honda's first all-electric SUV, the Honda Prologue. And I was blown away. It was sleek, sporty, packed with technology, really, really great car. So right now, Scott and Honda has special offers on the Prologue. 0% APR for up to 72 months and special offers on other Honda models too. Visit Scott Honda in Westchester or Scott Honda in Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always smooth sailing, and tell them Fritz sent you.
Subject to credit approval, not all buyers or vehicles qualify.
Sorry. I needed to get that in there so you know that it is subject to credit approval.
That's right.
Matt in Schuylkill County, you're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Man, it's going good. It's been a fun week in New Orleans, and it has aged me at least 4 years. And I'll,
it's going to be a different weekend.
Yeah, there's going to be a detox when I get home, I can tell you that.
I feel that. I'm just calling regarding who has the ball 2 minutes and 8 seconds left. I think you're crazy to give the ball to the offense. all year we've relied on Jalen, or we've relied on Saquon. We've talked about, you know, the offense, the rest of the players not getting the ball as much. You don't have Saquon with 2 minutes left. You know, you're going to have a completely different offense out there. You have Spags that's going to be able to, you know, he's not going to let Jalen dink and dunk you down to the 20 so they can throw a couple balls to the end zone. You know, I think you're going to face a really tough defense from a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator, and you have Jalen doing something he hasn't had to do all year long. So I think you're crazy to put the offense out there.
Yeah, I think it's as much about the fear. Maybe I'm giving a little too much respect to Mahomes and Reed. Like, well, maybe that's what it is. You know,
yes.
And
Mike's been saying they're overrated all week.
Yes, all year he's been saying they're overrated.
Go Birds!
Go Birds!
No, you didn't catch it.
Oh, you caught it. You caught it. I'll give you that. But still, go Birds.
Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
He didn't catch it.
Sorry.
He caught
it. Part of this show this week
that
has
was
been.
A catch.
No, it was not a catch.
That was a catch.
No, it
bro.
Wasn't.
It took three steps afterwards.
No, go ahead. You can argue about it.
Go ahead, Jake.
No, it's just like he didn't make a football move. I agree with the call. He didn't. He didn't
the
catch
football
it.
Move. The yeah. famous football move.
It's three steps and he reached for the end zone.
Dude, I'm in an argumentative mood.
You really are.
Yeah. Is something woke Jack up?
No, you know.
Is it the Lions' mane?
Yeah. No, he's missing the kids.
Oh, is that what?
I
it is?
Actually am.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I am. I am. I have. Yeah. 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 I miss walking.
Part of the show, Matt, all week has been.
I didn't even know Matt was still.
Yeah,
no, Matt's not even there.
Matt, part of the show all week has been us yelling at people that nobody knows who we're yelling at until we clarify it afterwards. Yesterday was Myles Garrett. Today it's Dez Bryant. Yeah, I think mine is maybe I'm being a little too respectful and fearful of the Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes pair, and also maybe I'm not giving enough respect to Spagnuolo, who, by the way. The Buffalo Bills were in this exact situation with a great quarterback, a guy who very well could win the MVP this year, and they didn't succeed. And it was Spagnuolo who dialed up the exact right blitz at the exact right time. I think it's a tough thing, but at the end of the day, I don't want to die the slow death of Patrick Mahomes actually dinking and dunking the ball down the field. You know, they'll catch it for 8 yards. And I can just feel the first play is an 8-yard completion to Travis Kelce that he gets 23 yards out of. And all of a sudden, they're on the 43 after one play, and he gets out of bounds, and there's still 2 minutes and 1 second left. So they get one more play before the 2-minute warning. Like, I can see the drive play by play happening in my head, you know? That's my fear.
That's fair. That's
yeah.
fair. I don't think it's going to matter. I think it's Birds by 21. I think by the fourth quarter, victory beers will be poured, so...
All right,
hopefully
brother.
This doesn't have to come to fruition at all.
Man, a stress-free
right.
fourth quarter.
Right, thanks,
that
man.
Feels impossible.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, we've had a number of listeners. I don't know if they see something I don't see, but we've had a number of people this week say they see a big Eagles
I've
fan.
Gotten a lot of texts from people who I think are reasonable
yeah.
Eagles fans, not like, you know, that have been feeling like a blowout. I've moved close to it. I feel like it's going to be a win. I can't get to the blowout thing.
Yeah, that's just bad.
A blowout. Predicting a blowout in the Super Bowl feels...
Especially against this team.
Against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I just don't see that happening very often.
It is funny that the only game that I've felt supremely confident in of the Eagles in the last 10 years is the Super Bowl in 2018.
Yeah, they were going to win that game.
Yeah, I think we all knew after the Minnesota game that they were going to find a way.
But no, you know what that really was?
What
the hell do we have to lose?
Right, yes.
We're already in there with the backup quarterback.
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
I think part of them
no
felt it, too.
No pressure on them. Yeah. No pressure.
Absolutely.
Pressure on the Patriots.
And it just had that magic feel.
It did.
In 17.
Yeah. And there is, you know, it's funny. We were talking yesterday about the pressure on the Eagles because I think from an organizational standpoint, there is a lot. You know, with having the year Saquon had, the number of free agents they have for next year, the relative health we've had, and on top of it, when you talk from an organizational perspective, being two out of the three Chiefs Super Bowl wins in their three-peat would be the Eagles. We would then maybe move to a team that is a team that hasn't been able to get it done as opposed to a team that is always winning. I don't feel like the players feel that. Now, you guys probably felt that in your era, in the TO year. You must have felt that pressure.
Yeah.
External and internal, right?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But you know what? We felt with that team. We embraced it. We felt like we were the best team in the NFL once we got T.O.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so, like, to me, it was more or less like, not are we going to win, it was how much are we going to win.
Yeah.
And It wasn't until he got injured, when he broke his ankle, did we ever have any doubt as to whether or not can we go get this thing done. But prior to that, we felt like we were the best team in football.
Really? So that even the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, you were like, oh, man, if we don't get this done, like, was there any of that going through you, a little bit?
You know what? I think back on that time, and everybody's different, right?
Yeah,
you know, so
sure.
Other guys may have felt something different. For me, it was more or less like, we're not at our best, so why is this expected?
Right.
Again, I didn't know. We hadn't seen T.O. in 6 weeks.
Right.
So we didn't know he was going out there and getting 9 catches for 122 yards.
Yep.
Prior to that, it was, dude, we're going to have to go out here and beat Belichick and Brady under man.
Right.
So I think for us, it was more or less, let's go out here and let the chips fall where they may.
Right.
It didn't have as much pressure, like we have to win this game, because part of us felt like, we're not at our best right now. So even if they beat us, you're not beating the best version of what we had been all year long.
Right. I always wonder that when there is that anxiety, like in the fans, in the media, like how much of that transfers over to the players themselves. Yeah. And you're right. It's probably different for every player, right?
Yeah. And you know, the quarterback and the head coach may have felt it differently, because when we lost those conference championship games, those two took the brunt of the criticism.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The rest of the team not doing our part as well. They didn't lose those games by themselves, but they took the brunt of the criticism, as quarterbacks and head coaches do.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. That entire thing is really – That entire dynamic is interesting to me, because we were just talking about the AFC Championship game. I thought the beginning of that game, Josh Allen felt the weight of the game he had to play right there.
He did.
And he settled in and played a good game. But in that first drive, he basically threw 3 passes that should have been picked off.
Yep.
You know, you could see the jitter.
He probably did.
Yeah.
Because he's been there. He's heard it all week about him and Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And losing out there in the playoffs.
Yep.
He probably did feel that.
The best suggestion I saw to get the Bills over the hump, and I apologize because I forget who saw it, was go hire Spags to be your head coach. Your problem has been your defense, not your offense.
Right.
Take away their greatest
asset,
asset against you, mm-hmm. and pay him whatever he wants. And because Sean McDermott's supposed to be the defense guy over there, and it's been the defense
that has.
Yes. And the defense has been what has failed. I know people put it on the quarterback. Josh Allen.
You've done enough to get there.
Josh Allen has been good, and hasn't been perfect, but overall has been a very good playoff performance.
Well, especially against that Chiefs offense, allowed 32 points.
Right. All right, coming up next, in person. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We are so lucky. Of all the Hall of Famers, we saw Andre Reed. We saw Dez Bryant. There's so many great current and former NFL players walking around here, but Shiel Kapadia, who I believe is the best of all of them, of the Ringer, joins us next here in New Orleans. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.